Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have been known to get up at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, maybe 3 o'clock in the morning. And now I am sleeping all night and I'm getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning. And it's a wonderful change for me. Plus the fact my cooking abilities in my current house, they're not what they should be and what I'm used to. I only have a microwave. That's all I've got. I don't have a way to prepare anything. I know I'm not eating correctly. So Balance of Nature helps me to balance out what I eat. And I'm thankful that I have what I have. I tell everybody about it because this is a godsend to me.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty with me, and I hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. Welcome back. Make sure you get over to balanceofnature.com. This is a supplement I absolutely believe in and take, and let me tell you, it does a body good. You're going to want to have all of those nutrients and vitamins and minerals as well, and this is a product that you can have in your home. Make sure that you're ordering up. Balance of Nature is a tremendous product. In fact, all the love they put into this product, it was started by a doctor, and let me just tell you, this is all the testimonials you ever hear about Balance of Nature, they're right on the money. They're true. And these are people that have taken the product that even surprised themselves on how good they felt after they started taking it. You want to feel that good too, I'm sure. And also, make sure that you are taking this for your health. For whatever comes our way, you want to make sure that you're increasing your immunity right now. So, Balance of Nature, it's such a fantastic product. 31 fruits and vegetables a day. There's no place else you can get that many. That's this good of a product with no fillers and no chemicals and no nothing. It is fantastic. All those fruits and vegetables are dehydrated down into caplets. You take those every day. It has a great fiber drink, and this will do your body good. So make sure that you're getting this product. Put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E, my first name, and you'll get 35% off what's already affordable. And that's just pennies on the dollar. It's going to be amazing. And then also you get free shipping too, and they'll ship it out to you within 24 hours. So order up, put in the code KATE, and just make sure you've got this in your arsenal. You're going to need this, and you're going to want some for your food storage as well. I have Uncle Milty with me, and I was just looking at this piece about liberals and you know, the dividing line between conservatives and liberals are responding to COVID-19 in such a different way. It's kind of amazing to watch the divide, is it not?
It is and it isn't to
okay.
me. I you know, the article... Mm-hmm. Is about the idea that
from
this,
Fee. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jonathan Haidt said the worst idea in psychology was the notion that humans are born as a blank slate.
Mm-hmm.
And that a lot of research has now shown, and Haidt found, that the five pillars of morality exist mm-hmm. across disciplines, cultures, and even species. The five pillars of morality are care, harm,
mm-hmm.
fairness, reciprocity,
mm-hmm.
loyalty, betrayal, authority, subversion, sanctity, and degradation. If you really add up all five of these opposing moral pillars, what it really is good versus evil.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
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 So now let's look at the difference between the Democrats, the progressive.
Good versus.
Yeah.
Well, let's say this. You know, in fighting the COVID battle, it's care or harm, right? And there's a lot of people that are doing things that don't make sense. And they're saying and blaming other people on the fact they're doing harm. Now, is there any data to prove that?
No.
No. They're doing it without data. They're doing it without logic, but they think that if you walk around without a mask, you're doing harm. They were told that by the media and by the government. The left seems to always believe in the government narrative. For some oddball reason, they have, I don't know what it is, but they have come to a place where the government really, truly wants to do good things for us and always has our best interest at heart. I can't even say it without laughing. That they truly believe this. And conservatives are a little more suspicious in saying, let's really look at what's going on. Because we're looking at data. Okay, where's the data to back that up? That wearing a mask is saving a life, because I don't buy into that, you know, kind of rhetoric given to us by the media.
If we agree that a lot of human beings we're not born as a blank
slate. I don't think
slate.
We're born as a blank.
And so we have a lot of ideas.
In some ways we are. Mm-hmm.
But one of these, this thing you're talking about right here, is the difference between those who believe in authority and those who believe in subversion.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe in authority, then you're going to believe everything the authority tells you to do.
Yeah.
If you believe in subversion, you question everything.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds pretty reasonable.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? So are humans born as a blank slate? Because I feel like there's a lot of conditioning that goes on, and there's a lot of innate, I think, innate, you know, being prone to maybe understanding good versus bad. I think that there's some innate qualities there that we're born with as well, or could be born with. But this has been kind of a subject of conversation for a long time. So Aristotle, John Locke, B.F. Skinner thought that the human mind is a blank slate. I mean, yes, we are educated by parents. We are, it's kind of the difference between, my brain just went blank. You know, the nature versus nurture. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of nurturing. Okay. That can actually, you know, give us the ideas that we have, and maybe we're a product of society in that way. There's a lot of people who are going to have similar ideas. So your people around you are going to, it's going to look like maybe you were born with that, but you're not. I don't know. This is kind of an interesting topic, whether you're a blank slate or not.
You know, nature versus nurture. Nurturing can be harmful if it's not done right.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
you can lead people astray with nurturing.
Absolutely. But what is really in the nature? What is really part of how we come down and who we are? That's kind of interesting.
I think we have an inane sense of right and wrong when we're born.
Yeah.
When we're born.
Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I just want to add my two cents to Uncle Milty's point about the idea of this. Because as a child, I grew up in a very liberal home.
Mm-hmm.
And I always questioned everything they ever told me.
How funny.
It was like I couldn't get the answer to work in my head.
Yep. Interesting.
And I just questioned and questioned and questioned until I started hearing stuff in college and other people around me. When I left that environment of my home and my net family, I was able to kind of like, hey, that person makes a lot more sense than the way my family always told me about it.
Interesting. Uh-huh. Very interesting.
You know? So
yeah.
I kind of have to agree with this article.
Yeah. It's kind of like, it's like a child with abuse. You know, a little child might not even be told what is abuse and what's not, but when abuse happens, they know instinctively that something's wrong, right?
Yeah.
So,
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Thank you. Really appreciate that. So, yeah, it is kind of interesting.
I wasn't necessarily raised in a liberal family, but I did always question everything. Always.
And that's good. That's just a healthy, you know, the questioning is a healthy thing to do. I don't care what topic we're talking about. It's always good to question, because you actually become, you know, deeper into either your value system or your knowledge in something when you're questioning it, because, you know, it solidifies things.
But you know people who don't question anything.
Right.
I know people who don't question a thing, no matter how ridiculous it sounds.
Well, so this is coming at it from the COVID angle, right? And so this was talking about the fact that blue states have been hit harder than red states.
Yes.
What's interesting is we've been hit harder by number fraud. We haven't actually been hit harder in blue states than red, but the blue states are reporting things that aren't COVID as COVID, so it makes it look like blue states are getting hit harder. A virus would not know a blue state from a red state, but isn't it kind of interesting that's what's happening?
Blue states are believing more BS.
Thanks for dialing that down. I was trying to talk around that a little bit, but okay. Thank you for that. And so here we have a lot more people that are set on this. You are killing somebody if you're not wearing a mask mentality. Yeah. I mean, they honestly think if you're 5 feet and not 6 feet from them, you're going to kill them.
Yeah.
Now, that's takes about as much common sense as taking in the climate change narrative and believing it. It's all based on bought and sold presumptive science that gets knocked down all the time. Somebody could go in with the data and the stats to somebody that actually thinks this way, and they're still going to cling to that one belief that you're out there killing people,
mm-hmm.
even though it's not true. You're still they honestly will not change the mindset. So that's kind of an interesting part of this too.
It's extremely interesting, and what I'm finding with a lot of mm-hmm. people that I've talked to over this last 3.5 months is it's causing people to actually start to question things that normally wouldn't.
Right.
Because it's really not making sense anymore at all.
No. Look at California's numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, their numbers, even their number fraud has not actually validated their response. And you'll have a lot more people that are talking about it, and a lot more people that are questioning, which is really good. I mean, actually, if you want to look at a silver lining, that's a really good thing to have happen in California right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to turn that state inside out, and what a great thing to have happen. Because as was stated in the Atlantic, which is a very big progressive rag, right? Ohio, the Republican governors have been much more reluctant to impose sweeping restrictions on their residents than states led by Democratic governors. And while governors in these states no doubt value care/harm, their moral framework likely gives them a heightened concern for other social considerations, particularly civil liberties. That would be nice. Other social considerations. I love that. Yes, our civil liberty. Now, all governors should be interested in civil liberty and protecting that, but you're not going to find that. And so it was that part I thought was interesting about this, the infringements. I mean, we're looking at it as infringement on liberty because not everybody around you is dropping like a fly. So you know it's not a plague. So this is why, you know, I think anyone can look around and say, we get if there was actual plague going on. But you know what, though? You still wouldn't need government to impose any regulation. People themselves were the ones that kept themselves home and away from people when the news started hitting. They actually did not need any regulations. And so it's so silly right now to say, well, you guys all got together on Memorial Day and we're going to have all these cases show up.
Oh, yeah.
All that's going to happen is cases of testing that say you're positive, not an actual infection anyway. You can't have a killer virus and have it be 99.5% recovery. It just doesn't go hand in hand. Sorry. So it doesn't make sense. So here we are on this threshold of news that says they're really causing this divide between the two parties more and more and more to say, see you Republicans and you conservatives and you people that like liberty, you're harming the rest of us. Is it actually happening? No. But this is kind of like how COVID played out. They did it all on what's coming. Oh, the threat of what's coming. And this is the threat of what's coming by a liberal. So it's, oh, you bad liberty-minded people, you want your liberty so bad you'll put people at risk. Now look at that narrative. Is it actually putting people at risk? No. Because you know why? The people that have tested positive still aren't sick. They're still asymptomatic. It doesn't matter. They're going to be testing positive. They could test positive this entire nation. Probably a good quarter of them would test positive, even though they would never feel it or know it or anything. And it doesn't mean anything. But in their eyes, you're two steps from death. So you tell me. But this divide is getting people anxious, and it's tearing at us again over something so radically wrong in that the information is so flawed. It's so flawed. Yet people won't see it. It's kind of like climate change. There's so many flaws.
Yep.
But people won't, they don't want to see what they don't want to see. That's the hard part about this. They don't want to see what they don't want to see. I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.